Martin Basham with Classic Hits. Lovely day today to talk to some very interesting people. And some people leave an imprint into the sands of time as they pass through life. And our author, Beachmere author and historian, Karen Woolwick, who I finally have met, has joined 101.5 today to tell us of one such person. It's an absolute joy to say good morning, Karen.
Good morning. If you lived in Beachmere a few decades back, chances are you remember something called the Beachmere Whisper, which was a local monthly newsletter. It wasn't flashy, it wasn't corporate. It was homegrown, typed up, stapled together, and delivered by hand each month by volunteers who genuinely cared. It told you what was happening around town, what was coming up, and what mattered. Locals sent in stories, recipes, even poems. Small businesses bought ad space to keep the wheels turning. Beryl Dow was just one of the editors who helped shape The Whisper into something more than just paper and ink. She moved to Beachmere in 1983 with her husband Stan, after emigrating from Cornwall in England in 1970. She came over as what she once called a 10-pound pom aboard the Castel Felice, just one of the many who took a leap and made a new life in Australia. Now, Beryl didn't just live in Beachmere, she jumped right in. She and Stan were part of the community in the best kind of way. Stan even drew the pelican that appeared on the cover of the Beachmere Whisper. And in 1989, a town-wide competition was held to give that pelican a name. The winners? The Maslin kids. Their winning entry? Bella the Beautiful Pelican. They even wrote a poem and won 10 bucks and a place in our local history. Their poem can be found in the first book, Beachmere Then and Now. Stories collected in the Beachmere Whisper laid the groundwork for the collective memory of Beachmere Then and Now and Beachmere Revisited. Without the newsletter, a lot of those stories might have faded into memory. I had the privilege of meeting Beryl a few times. She was the kind of person who just made you sit up and listen. Stories flowed from her effortlessly, and her love for this town, for its people, its past, its little quirks, was just, well, contagious. In her later years, Beryl moved to a retirement village in Morayfield and then to Sandgate as her health declined. She passed away in November 2021 and her funeral was held at the Great Northern Garden of Remembrance in Deception Bay. But even now, her dedication is her legacy. In every old copy of the Beachmere Whisper, in the name of the cartoon pelican, and now in the collective memory of Beachmere, Beryl's voice still whispers through. And honestly, I think she'd love knowing that. Until next time.
And you know her voice is still ringing true on the radio airwaves today. I'd like to say thank you for keeping these stories alive. Karen Woolwick of the Beachmere historian and author who's recently been part of the Local Author Expo. One of the paintings by Linda Smith Penangki in Karen's book is Beachmere Digging Deeper, has been chosen for the Morton Art Prize exhibition. Congratulations are in order, once again, highly commended. Karen also conducts heritage walks at the Beachmere for the area, for the City of Morton's Healthy and Active program. Congratulations on that too. And I think you'll be leaving a sizable imprint yourself, Karen, and I mean that sincerely. In keeping our community connected, listen again to the podcast at 1015fm.com.au.